Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Gobaski Wallace Report. My name's Charlie Wallace.
And I'm Adam Gobaski, and we have with us three holiday-rific guests. We have Kevin Vredevoog.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Doug Gobaski.
Thanks for having me.
Paul Wilcox.
Happy to be on the show.
And it's that time again. That's right, kids. It's the third annual Kambalushi Day observed.
Wow. I can't believe we've been doing this for 3 years.
Yep. And so I understand Charlie's got a lot of exciting things planned for us.
Oh, I've got several things planned. I won't promise exciting. The first is I did want to point out that if I actually release the episode on the correct day, this is... Well, I don't know if it's happened in the past. We have an episode coming out on your birthday and an episode coming out on my birthday, which sets the official Kambalushi Day as, I guess, exactly between two episodes.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting.
We get something, a little something extra for our birthdays.
Remind us what Kambalushi Day is, Charlie, for all those who may have forgotten over the past year. And when I told them over text it's Kambalushi Day, they responded during the D&D session with, I don't know what that is. Don't assume everyone knows what that is.
Adam's birthday is and has always been June 15th, and mine is June 29th. And so there's exactly 2 weeks between those two birthdays. And so if we wanted to celebrate them both as one thing, the date that falls right in the middle makes the most sense. And so we wanted to pick, I guess, two people that were born in that time period. So we picked Jim Belushi, our favorite Belushi, of course, and Bruce Campbell, who's everyone's favorite everything.
True. Facts.
And so we come up with a lot of different ideas to celebrate this. Well, not just between our two birthdays, but all of June birthdays. That includes Paul here.
It does. Do you want to talk about your birthday at all, Paul? You can say no.
Not really. No, it's coming up.
When?
It's in a week. It's in a week from today on the 12th.
God, I should order you something for your birthday. What do you want for your birthday, Paul?
My youth back. I'm that kind of 40-year-old. I'm the mopey.
Yeah, that'll last for about a day or two, and then you're like, oh, this just feels exactly like 39.
It's literally the same thing.
Yeah.
So when I search Amazon for youth back, the top hit is Youth Back Explicit by Lukido, some sort of song. Oh,
that sounds like something that's...
Okay, is it a bop,
the 2000s?
I don't know. This cover art is not encouraging me, but also it's very small. And then lots of youth backpacks. You want a $10 youth backpack for kindergartners?
You know, probably not. I was trying to think if I had any use for a backpack that I couldn't wear.
You'd be surprised. You could put one of those backpacks on.
I guess it's probably better than like my, I don't know the name of like those bags that have a cord. So I just call it my Black Adam bag because it's a promotional one of those bags.
I don't actually know what you call those drawstring bags either. Look up drawstring bag and see what comes up. Drawstring bag, that's literally what it's called.
Okay. I think I'm going to keep calling it my Black Adam bag.
What is a drawstring bag called? A drawstring bag or a cinch bag?
Ooh.
Because it's got like a...
Sphincter or AI overview suggests the word reticule.
Huh. The important thing, Paul, is that you start referring to everyone else's drawstring bags as Black Adam bags.
Yeah, I just assumed that was the first one, and also the platonic ideal.
Yeah, my Black Adam Spartan bag starting to. My Spartan Black Adam bag is starting to show its age. The grommets came out. I had to tie little knots into the drawstring so it would stop.
Oh wow!
So it wouldn't like fall off, kind of thing. But also that bag's like 20 years old now that I think about it. So
that's like 20 years beyond the life expectancy of a drawstring bag.
Yeah.
A reticule, also known as a ridicule or indispensable, was a type of small handbag or purse similar to a modern evening bag used mainly from 1795 to 1820.
Huh.
What's an evening bag?
A hand redirected from evening kind of, bag handbag.
It's a kind of reticule.
Evening bag just directs the handbag. It's one of those things where
okay, and what's a handbag?
The linking article.
Is it like a clutch?
It's
like the little tiny clutch that's like pointed at the bottom.
Some of them almost look like they could be like the one at the very bottom looks like it could be a gold pouch or something.
Yeah.
Like they're really not that different from the kind of thing that comes with like a power bank.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Ultimately, you know, these are fancier, but
so like the thing that your Crown Royal comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah, shape's a little different, but broadly, yeah. Anyway, is this what we wanted to talk about for Cambalushi Day, Charlie?
Well, I'm okay talking about that. It's fascinating.
Wouldn't you rather talk about Reese's Big Cup Strawberry PB&J and Reese's Big Cup Marshmallow, though?
Oh, I would like to talk about that.
Strawberry PB&J is a repeat, I would like to point out. I have already reviewed that.
I know, but
all right.
I have not, so...
I also have not, and since Doug sent the picture, I got one, too.
You did?
All right.
I did. I saw the picture. I didn't...
Wait, so we can review it late, but we can't give late impressions of having previously eaten it?
Well,
the law is harsh, Paul.
Apparently, we're only doing the Reese's Marshmallow, is what I'm hearing from Adam.
Well, I mean, you can do the strawberry PBJ, but it doesn't count.
Wait, hold on. Charlie, which one did you get? Did you get both or one?
No, just the strawberry one.
Oh, okay. So I should open the strawberry one.
Strawberry was much better than grape.
Yeah, my opinion doesn't matter is all that I'm saying, which is fine.
No,
and apparently neither does mine, so.
Right. I mean, well, yours matters for the marshmallow because we haven't had that. I saw it at the gas station. I was like, I don't want to eat that.
I mean, it smells good, the strawberry PB&J.
Also, I misunderstood you when you were telling us this initially, and I thought it was a single candy. Also, what is that? Who is opening the loudest?
It's not me.
Reese's.
Me? It was me?
Just open and tear.
That's like when the ASMR.
It's not a Christmas present. You don't need to save the wrapping.
If you're not opening it with your mouth, you're not really having the whole Reese's experience. I think he was just going for authenticity.
Hey.
I'm just stuck on the package until it just kind of wears through.
There is no wrong way to eat a Reese's.
That would be an amazing ad campaign.
Yes, I'm referencing the ad campaign. Yes.
Oh, is that already? I may have. Sorry, I didn't know that was a thing.
It is, but... Well,
I mean, there's no wrong way to eat a Reese's is an ad campaign, but I'm willing to bet that the version being described is, in fact, a counterproof.
I like to 20 uninterrupted minutes of a person just sucking on a bag until finally some peanut butter goo drips out of it into his open mouth. Oh.
Or just swallowing like one of like the individually wrapped ones whole.
All right, I'm gonna give it a
now. Unblinking, staring directly into the camera.
My stomach will appreciate.
I don't know why I just pictured Werner Herzog being the one doing that.
You know, Charlie, it's not bad, is it?
It's really not. It mostly tastes like Reese's though to me. I'm not getting that much strawberry. My second opinion is I concur.
Yeah.
But now onto the main event here, the marshmallow.
Yeah, which I'm told I need to tear open.
Yeah, try not to use your hands.
There we go. It's open.
That was definitely better.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm not convinced. You son of a bitch.
I gotta free it from the paper wrapping.
Right on the microphone.
Yes, because F you, that's why.
I guess that's fair.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it looks like a normal Reese's Big Cup. Oh. That is a very noticeable texture. And when as soon as you bite into it, your mouth is filled with the marshmallow flavor. Filled with the marshmallow flavor.
Not actual marshmallow.
It does not actually inflate and, you know, suffocate you with a marshmallow, no.
Well, that's disappointing.
Like an airbag
much
in your
like
mouth.
The fact that this... Much like if the fact you, that this barbecue sauce
I was going to say, if you leave the barbecue sauce upside down for a little while, maybe you'll be having more success. I could tell
that's
by
how it
sound.
Came. Put it by the sink. I'll just wash out.
For a second. I'm not saying it's good, but I am saying that it's an experience, and I definitely recommend that you try it. I don't think you will be disappointed. You might be befuddled. Excuse me. Cut that, Charlie.
All sneezes kept.
What? I've never sneezed.
It's the Campolucci Day rule. I don't know if you remember that.
I couldn't reach for the mute button because I had the Reese's cup in my hand.
Well, on the one hand, I sympathize. But on the other hand, I don't. So I need you to tell me what song 1357 on the 2000 from the 2000s playlist is.
I knew that was going to come up. I'd already.
I wasted all my research on birthdays.
Number 1357 is going to be Ruby by Kaiser Chiefs.
Ah, good choice. Mm.
But I would definitely like to hear Charlie's pick for number 914.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, man, he's going to pick something bad.
Just because it's 914 or because it's me? In which case, get Could used to it.
Yeah, if I had chosen a different number for him, would he have gotten a better pick?
Who knows? This guy, man.
All right, so,
Charlie, yeah. What are you going to beat us over the ears with for number 914?
I am picking Chicago by Sufjan Stevens.
Oh.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, okay. Paul was just happy about it. I thought maybe I'd stolen the artist from him.
No, yeah, you did, but it's like my fault because I forgot about him somehow, you know, like, and I was like, I'm a huge fan, you know, or at least listened a ton in the 2000s.
Part of the issue is that you got a feel for what range a particular artist should be at in the playlist. And, you know, if somebody doesn't give you the number that's appropriate, you just don't get to them right away.
Yeah, I like this song because if on my trip from Wisconsin to Michigan or back, if I timed it just right and I started the album, you know, just the right amount of time before I drove through Chicago, this would be playing just as I drove through Chicago.
Nice.
What a story.
Has a good feel to it. Yes, I know.
If I start this album such a point that when the song Chicago would play when I drive through Chicago, then I'll hear the song Chicago when I'm driving through Chicago.
It's like when I put on my Chicago Greatest Hits CD on a loop and drive through Chicago.
And as I drive through Chicago, I point at the CD player and I'm like, hey, everybody, listen to that.
What do you think of Chicago?
It's like driving through Benson, Arizona.
That's right. I wasn't even thinking about that.
I thought you were going to say like Asia or something.
Yeah. You're listening to the heat of the moment or whatever, like on repeat while you're the entire time you're in any place on the Asian continent.
Yeah, from Turkey all the way to China.
So Kevin, what would you put at number 212?
212 is going to be The Good Life's Inmates from Album of the Year 2004. One of my favorite breakup songs from one of my favorite breakup albums.
I do not know what you said. What did you say?
The song title is Inmates. Sorry, wait, did it like break up? Like, should I say the whole thing?
No,
again?
I have never heard of this, so I don't know what it is.
Gobbledygook, right. Inmates, like the people in prison, is the name of the song.
Okay.
The Good Life is the name of the band. Do you need the album? I can't even remember how these
I don't, but that's what confused me. I thought the band was called Album of the Year.
Yeah, no, the album's called Album of the Year, which is in its own way confusing, but yes, The Good Life is the name of the band.
Okay.
I guess I'm going to ask Adam what song 899 is on the 2000 from the 2000s.
Whoa, you're gonna ask Adam?
I can never remember because I zone out.
He gets to do two different picks for the number.
Oh, that
there's nothing wrong with that, is there?
I'm okay with that. I don't care about my number.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay, all on the same page. Good.
899. Let's see. We got Jimmy at World coming up in a little bit, but yeah, we got some distance. Let's go with Why Can't I by Liz Phair.
Okay.
Oh.
And then
took another one from me. I'm kidding, but not really.
Wait, what Liz Phair song did you want?
Maybe Extraordinary. Is that one?
Is that Liz Phair?
I am extraordinary.
Well, whatever. You snooze, you lose.
I don't know if that's the name of the song.
All right. Who's left? Who hasn't gone yet? Paul?
Yep.
188.
All right. For 188, I am going to pick The Party's Crashing Us by Of Montreal, one of my college bangers.
A song I probably haven't thought of since college.
Hey, a lot of these are going to be those songs.
Supion Stevens got me in that mode.
Yeah, we're 3% done with this list. We're really making progress.
Oh, it's hard to count, so claustrophobic with only
97%. Yeah,
left. I need to get more video game songs in here.
Gosh. All right, Charlie, back to you.
In preparation for this auspicious day or recording, I was looking up what Jim Belushi's favorite foods are. And many of them are what you'd expect. Chicago-style Italian food. Greek diner food, because he grew up working at his father's Greek diner. But also he liked classic steakhouses, which we'll see if that's contained within these Lay's Argentinian-style steak with chimichurri. These are the ones that I confused with the picanha ones that Adam said tasted like cat anus. Those ones were Brazilian steak, however, and these are Argentinian style steaks. So as far as I know, completely different. I don't remember if there was chimichurri.
I think it's more to do with the picanha rather than.
Probably. Well, we'll see in just a moment here. Smells pretty bad. Looks like a sour cream and onion sort of hue to it and green flakes on it. I guess it's not too bad. You do taste the it's the chimichurri mostly. I'm not tasting the meat, so I don't think that Jim Belushi would like these. I'm not going to give my own opinion. I'm giving the opinion I think Jim Belushi would give for these chips today.
Well,
I don't think he'd like them.
Well, that's not very helpful, Charlie, because I saw them in the store, thought about buying them, and said, I'd better wait to hear what Charlie thinks.
Better wait to hear what Jim Belushi thinks? That's what I'm always thinking this time of year.
Why Jim Belushi?
Huh. Are we going back to the origin here from 3 years ago?
Why not Bruce Campbell?
Oh, because I looked up things about Bruce Campbell and steak and got no hits. We're doing this backwards, Adam. Shh.
This has been an episode of a lot of things coming into and out of everyone's holes. I don't know if that's in the Campbellucci spirit or not, but
certainly the Belushi spirit.
Yeah, fair.
Although I would like to point out that Bruce Campbell does have his own system for cooking steak, the 666 devil method. I think that's 6 minutes on each side and 6 minutes resting, which is, I provided the article for you. Although the most important thing in the article I thought was, because this is in conjunction with him doing a voice on a kid's show, and the very first question is, oh, so what made you interested in doing voice acting for a children's show? And his answer was essentially residuals. The great Bruce Campbell answer. So actually, that was a lie. I did find something related to steak with him. And I have two more chip flavors, but we can get to those now or later.
Just do it now.
Okay, let's just get it over with. I think we're done with the tasting section here real quick. So we'll get through it for you, Kevin.
The Facebook icon on this website showed up at like full giant size from like, I couldn't even screenshot what this is like. It's like since it's a vector image, it looks perfect and smooth, but it like takes like.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here, Charlie, and saying sharing random video links is not great for a pod.
I know, but I just wanted to point out this is something I found with Bruce Campbell, and he found a magician at the airport, apparently, whose last name was Garlic. And so in honor of that, I am going to try these Brazilian style. This is Brazilian style garlic sauce flavored Lay's chips. And of course, that's Ted Raimi, but that's the name that they use for this. And actually, there is also a Belushi link, which is a little bit less tenuous. Hold on.
We leave it as an exercise to the listener to imagine
the rest is obvious.
Jim Belushi. Yes.
Jim Belushi, of course, I don't know if we discussed this, has his own cannabis farm, and he has a specific strain called garlic mints. And so I guess I'm going to imagine that. While I eat these chips.
Point. I won't make you be the only one doing research. Learned my lesson. I'm sorry.
All right, I'm opening the bag. Oh wow, that is very, very garlicky smelling. It's almost overwhelming. I mean, you probably shouldn't stick your nose completely in the bag anyway, but that's what we do here.
That's what all people do.
Oh, ugh.
Cat anus?
That's just like, oh, that's too much garlic. Wow. I mean, they got it right, but it's no good. I mean, I think Jim Belushi would like it, though. All right, the final one. We'll dispense with the tenuous links here. It's French onion soup flavor. Although, Campbell is the name of a soup. Good. Yeah. Also kind of have the same smell as the steak ones, strangely. But these are wavy Lays, so they'll be a little bit crunchy. It tastes like kind of like sour cream and onion, except a little bit more oniony.
Mm. Mm. You're not getting any cheese?
No, not at all.
Any bread?
No, it's just kind of like onion soup. Like, yeah, it tastes like onion soup, except dry.
So
onion soup
Jim,
mix?
Jim, I think Jim would not like this. We'll have to ask him someday. But that's it. That's the three Lay's flavors I found at the gas station.
Oh, does that mean they're at least small bags?
Yes, they're small bags. Thank goodness.
Oh, gosh.
I didn't commit to the bit enough. Adam, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I did see the garlic one as well next to the chimichurri ones. And I was like, no.
What about the garlic parmesan Doritos that I sent you a photo of?
Did not see them.
I didn't see them.
Guess you're just not patriotic.
Well, another activity I had for us is we have three June birthdays in the room, and I was going to name some of the things that had happened in history on your birthday.
What did you just say?
Another activity I have planned for us. Well, another activity I have planned for us today is we have three June birthdays here today.
There you go.
Ah, I thought that's what I said, but anyway.
You said you had three June birthdays in the room.
The virtual room. So on June 12th, here are the things that happened on this day in history, Paul.
Oh, okay.
John Lee Richmond pitches baseball's first perfect game in 1880. What do you think of that?
Wow. I think that must be why I was born on that same day.
106 years later. Now remember, you got to hold them in there until the anniversary.
Also on June 12th, the federal government indicts Al Capone on 5,000 counts of prohibition and perjury in 1931. What do you think of that?
Was he guilty of any of them?
He certainly couldn't have been guilty of all of them. That seems almost impossible.
Really?
Anyone with that many indictments must simply be a victim of lawfare.
Sounds like a witch hunt.
Yep.
Tell more baseball facts, Paul. The Baseball Hall of Fame was dedicated in Cooperstown, New York in 1939.
All right. What else you got?
That was the year my house was built.
All right. Well, you want to go through your things, Adam? Are we done with this?
I like that there's so many baseball
three facts
related ones. Like, if you were to pick the three facts from the beginning, knowing that you only got three, what would those be?
The U.S. President Ronald Reagan challenged Russian President Mikhail Gorbachev to tear down the Berlin Wall. That was 1987.
Wow.
What day?
That
June 12th.
That happened on my first birthday, huh?
Right. What's my one fact?
All right. Have to pick a good one.
Apparently, that's not the criteria. Using, so.
Most days are boring.
Morris and Rose Mitchum make the first teddy bear. in 1903. What do you think of that, Adam? What? Good Who? Or bad?
Who?
That's for Adam.
No, what names did you say? Who made it to
Morris? Anywhere? Morris and Rose Mitchum. Mitch Tom. Yes, those are two people.
All right. That's a fine fact. What's your one fact?
I just saw the meme of like the dominoes of that event, and then it's like modern furries. That's
hmm. Financier Bernie Madoff sentenced to 150 years in the U.S. maximum security for conducting a massive Ponzi scheme in 2009.
What do you think of that, Charlie? Good or bad?
150 years seems a bit much to me.
I love your crime opinions.
Everybody's getting railroaded by the system here.
Well, we may be about to that time then, where we have to pick somebody to introduce at the Campbellucci Hall of Fame. Is that what we're calling this one?
Campbellucians.
We've got to nominate a new Campbellucian. So everyone's going to pick somebody who has a birthday in June. Probably a famous person. I guess it doesn't have to be, but you're more likely to get votes.
Do we have a list of the people who are already on it?
2018, Chris Pratt. 2019, Jodie Whittaker. 2020, Jim Varney. 2021, Keith David. 2022, Zoe Saldana. 2023, Grimace. 2024, John Goodman. 2025, Gene Wilder.
I will start us out. I'm almost positive this person has been nominated before, but apparently has not won. Sir Paul McCartney was born on June 18th in 1942. A musician of some note.
How's it going over there, Brianne? You doing all right? Okay. That's
How
good.
Does she feel about the sentencing of Bernie Madoff? Good? Bad?
Now that we've had some time to reflect.
Yeah. I'm just mad because Charlie took my pick. So.
Oh, okay. Ooh. I have a second pick if you want to take that one.
That's what I had planned, but now it's just going to seem weird. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, okay.
If you pick Thomas Hayden Church, it can still be a Wings guy.
Okay.
That's a good pick. Is that going to be your pick, Paul?
What day would that be?
I already did that pick and he lost.
Oh, well.
You can be renominated.
I'll think about it. I've got a long list right now that I was trying to figure out, but maybe it would be nice to have two Wings guys in the same, you know, competing against each other. Anyways, go ahead. Or is it just automatically to me now as I started talking?
That's how it works, yeah.
Okay. I think this time I'm going to go with wrestling's Mick Foley.
Again?
Wait, did I
No.
I've been trying to, this is part of my mission to slowly work in more wrestling-related content into the podcast.
Doug, how about you, Doug?
I am picking a June 7th birthday, actor Carl Urban. And I think that leaves, what, Adam that we still need to hear from?
And Kevin.
I'm deeply hurt.
Or Kevin.
Adam, are you ready to go, or you need a little bit more time?
On the one hand, I'm ready. On the other hand, I'm disappointed in Paul.
So, oh,
okay.
This is just a general disappointment day.
You know what? Let's not hear his disappointment. Exactly. Let's just go to Kevin instead.
Because I thought he was really going to do Thomas Hayden Church.
That's why I left him for you. I already picked Thomas Hayden Church.
No, don't. Not for me. That's for you.
Adam doesn't want our pity, apparently.
I already had my mind set before we started.
Yeah, I had mine set too, and then Charlie ruined it. So then it was going to turn to a bit, and then you immediately broke the bit. So now I'm mad.
Oh, Mick Foley's a good pick, by the way. So
yeah, like, I thought he might have a fighting chance.
I mean, granted, yes, but.
Speaking of picks, my pick is... What is the actual birthday here? A June 30th, 1959 baby, actor and evidently filmmaker, Vincent D'Onofrio.
Oh, yeah.
You ever see Salt and Sea?
I have not.
He puts in quite the performance in that movie.
He puts in quite the performance in just about anything, actually.
I was thinking, trying to find what he was a filmmaker on. He was in Lego Jurassic World. Good for him.
That's a video game, right?
Yes, I assume they just use his voice.
I'm just real worried for a moment there was a Lego Jurassic World movie that I missed somehow.
He lost 300 pounds and converted his skin to plastic to play himself in Lego Jurassic World. Which does leave us with Adam.
All right. So I guess I'm just going to nominate someone that we all know and love. That's a June 18th birthday. That's Sir Paul McCartney.
Oh, no.
Oh. I was thinking about him.
Wait, wait. Are you sure you want to do that?
Because then I can't vote for him? Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, you can't vote for him if you nominate him. But you can nominate him.
We split the McCartney vote. Like
everyone picks McCartney except for one person who automatically gets theirs in.
All right. I guess I'm just gonna pick started with a bit and then the bit died and now I gotta figure out what I want to do. It's a tough life, you guys. I don't know if you know that. Like, well, life's real hard.
I mean, yeah, no, this is how you know.
I think you should probably pick lesbian icon Rebecca Black. I don't know if she is a lesbian. I'm just saying that she's an icon to lesbians, is my understanding.
Like RB Rebecca Black Friday, or is there some other Rebecca Black that...
That's the one.
Okay, just making sure.
I didn't realize she was June. That's because I wasn't on, famous birthdays where it's only people under 30.
What are you talking about? That's where I've got Carl Urban from.
Fair enough. You really have to sift through a lot of people who are like, whose fame is strictly social media.
For June 18th, you don't even have to click on the day. It's just Paul McCartney's face. Yeah. He's the number one.
Wait, what?
I mean, that makes sense.
Famous birthdays is not like it used to be, Paul.
No, it is. I went there today. It was.
There's lots of stuff like Roblox stars on there and TikTok stars, but they've also got stuff that older people like us recognize.
I would advise going to onthisday.com where you can get people from the 15, 16, 17, and 1800s as well.
Yeah, when was Martin Luther born?
Rebecca Black is indeed queer, as a side note, as I'm reading about her.
Okay. I only know about Rebecca Black. I've never actually listened to any of her music.
You didn't hear Friday?
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm so sorry that you didn't get to be there when it happened.
It was amazing. It was my first year of grad school, and like all of us were constantly singing it and making reference to it. Oh my God. Oh, nothing will beat it.
Yeah. We can never go back.
See, the thing is, I was at work and we didn't have access to the internet at work. So.
All right. I found one. June 7th, 1940. Tom Jones.
Okay. Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm going to split the musician vote.
I mean, okay. We were already doing that.
I knew most of my list was musicians before I ended up.
All right. So everyone put their nominee in the special Cam Belushi Day voting chat. All right, is everyone ready to vote? No.
And we can't vote for our own. That's the correct. That's the only rule.
Are we just like whatever it is, thumbs upping the other posts? Is this a ranked choice?
No, you type in the chat.
Okay,
who you're picking?
We all like get our types ready and then hit enter on a countdown.
Okay, sorry, give me one second.
That's right.
I'm still thinking as well.
Okay, I have my pick ready to go.
All right, everybody ready?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, go. The f***?
Did mine come through?
No, and no. You have a lot of power here. If I'm that's correctly.
Wow. Wow. Ridiculous.
That was... I mean, that means we had a good slate of candidates, like...
Wait,
you know?
Because no one had more than one vote?
Yeah, until that last extra D'Onofrio came through. Yeah.
That was a problem due to using my my wireless keyboard. Sometimes the wires get crossed and it just doesn't read the input.
So this wasn't you deliberately holding back the discover? Yeah.
It very much was not.
On a good note, Adam... Whichever one of us goes first next year can nominate Paul McCartney again.
Yeah, but then you'd have to expect people would vote for Paul McCartney.
No, it's despite the other.
Oh, okay.
Charlie, you're going to announce the...
I'd hate to think you were nominating Paul McCartney because you actually wanted Paul McCartney.
So the winner for this year is Vincent D'Onofrio. Our... Woo. One of our favorite actors from the Mary Marvel movie March. One of mine.
Black?
Yeah. He was great in Men in Black.
Oh.
I think about that a lot.
But yeah, he really deserved like huge awards for that, I swear. Kevin.
Yes.
Do you like movies about violence?
I am not opposed to movies about violence. What does it mean for a movie to
be specifically? Law enforcement? Drug use.
Depending on the light in which both are portrayed, I would prefer negatively and positively, respectively. I'm open to it. What are you building up to here?
Thoughts on Val Kilmer.
I don't know what order Doug said the things in, so I can't decide if Kevin is A-cab or A-cab.
Caps are awesome. Oh, God, is that a thing?
I don't know.
What?
On a very... I want to get back to Val Kilmer in a second here. I'm not trying to completely get us off track, but there's this series of songs. I don't know if it's on like Spotify. I listen to it. Well, I don't. My children do on YouTube Music. And it was like, it's like Baby Yoda. And it starts with Baby Yoda first having Chicky Nuggies for the first time. And then like there's a song about the Mando having stolen his Chicken Nuggies. It's been going on for years, I think, at this point. But recently they released one called All Chicky Nuggies Are Beautiful.
Oh, no.
I guess if you were to abbreviate, if you were to abbreviate that, it would presumably be ACNAB, All Chicky Nuggies Are Beautiful. But the song repeatedly says ACAB, All Chicky Nuggies Are Beautiful. And I struggle to believe that that was not an intentional reference to, it's hard to believe, but I don't know how they could have done that on accident. So that's my side note about Baby Yoda hating the cops. Val Kilmer, I don't really have a strong opinion, to be honest. I would watch a movie with him in it.
Would you watch a movie with AI Val Kilmer?
Ooh. I would watch a movie with AI Val Kilmer in it.
Well, good news.
Oh?
That's what? A movie coming out.
Oh, no.
What movie would that be?
You're going to make me look this up, huh?
Yes.
What is this thing called? As Deep as the Grave.
Okay.
Huh. Man.
Did you guys not hear about this? This is a real
thing.
It does sound familiar.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was something like the filmmakers were like, well, he talked to us about starring in the movie, and his family said it was fine.
Oh, I gotta have a big talk with my family tomorrow about what they're allowed and not allowed to do. Well, I still can.
Just put it in your will,
dude. Podcast to keep going after you die.
I mean, it can, just not with AI Charlie.
That's right.
Instead, it should be like Bruce Lee, where we just get other knockoffs, like Charlie Wallace with the only one L. Charlie Wallace ends in IS. Charlie EY. You know, we got options, is what I'm saying.
There'll be people lining up.
Charlie Wallace.
Way more than enough training data, too. We'll be
perfectly fine. Anyway, Kevin, my movie recommendation for you, good sir, is Salt and Sea.
Salt and Sea. Oh, the Vincent D'Onofrio film that we were discussing earlier?
Yeah, it's actually a Val Kilmer movie where Vincent D'Onofrio is one of the other, is one of the supporting characters.
No, I will add it to my list of things to watch, which is somewhere in this list of lists.
It is not family friendly.
I will watch it with my kids, whether they like it or not. Salt and Sea, you said?
No, like the place, Salt and Sea in California.
Oh, sorry. Salt and Sea. Okay.
Is that the place that's drying up and creating arsenic dust or something?
I thought it had dried up and was creating arsenic dust, but yeah, that's the place.
Just arsenic? I thought there was a whole bunch of other much worse things.
Oh, yeah. Probably. No, it's... Because it was like the lake that formed and then it evaporated.
It was like industrial runoff lake.
Yeah.
And then it evaporated and they stopped refilling it. And so it's just dust. Yeah, it's kind of crazy to me that they're letting the Great Salt Lake just evaporate. Given that we have the example of Salt and Sea to know that that's a really bad idea. I mean, obviously it's not horribly polluted like the Salton Sea, but still, it's crazy to me how the Western United States manages water. That's all. Just throwing
out my
hot takes.
I agree.
Almost as if the people in charge may not be the most competent or well-meaning people. It's possible.
Yeah, it seems unlikely. I think it's just a coincidence.
Of course.
Well, I regret to inform you that I do not have a sketch to read this year. I completely forgot to do that. And unless anyone's really clamoring for it.
So what are you going to do instead?
We might get a year off.
No, what are you going to do instead?
Instead? I guess I could ask.
If the next word out of your mouth is AI, then no.
What song number 6 is in the 2000 from 2000's playlist? I'm giving you a high.
You
high one. Adam.
Oh, me. Okay. Right after Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
That will be, how about Peter Fox, Alles Neu?
Is that a song that I probably have heard, or?
I have no idea.
Because it certainly doesn't sound familiar.
Well, it's on the list now. It's a German rap song.
Nice.
Doug.
Me again.
Are you ready for this? It's a lot of pressure.
Fine.
1,111.
What?
Wow, Bilbo really made it a long way.
I think that for song 1,111, we should go with You Belong With Me, covered by Butch Walker.
Like the Taylor Swift song, I'm genuinely asking.
Yes.
Okay.
But Butch Walker.
Yes, so. No, I heard that part for sure.
Which just barely squeaks into the decade, because it's like November 2009. So, Paul?
Yeah.
What do folks want to listen to for song 508?
For 508, they want to listen to Aphex Twin, Mount St. Michel, St. Michael's Mount.
I was thinking about Aphex Twin the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was listening to some Boards of Canada.
Oh, nice. Wasn't there news about them recently or something? Like,
yeah, they just dropped an album.
Oh, shoot. I got to listen to that.
Inferno. Paul, you got to pick somebody.
Oh, sorry. I was looking up Boards of Canada out. Kevin, what do people want for 1537?
For 1537, they're going to want a song by Nellie Mackay. Nellie. Capital M, little C, capital K, lowercase a y. And I'm here for you. Shoot, I'm back and forth between two songs. Let's go with, sure, we'll go more of an activist-y direction. We are going with Columbia Is Bleeding.
All right. I'm not sure Charlie's gone yet.
He has not. No. So, Charlie, I do not have the list of numbers that have been used so far in front of me.
You got a good chance.
Statistically, yeah. 345. What is 345?
345 is Fiona Apple, Extraordinary Machine.
That's a song?
Yeah, it's an album. It's a song.
I know it's an album. I just didn't realize it's also a song.
It is. It's the title track.
All right, I'm taking the full album loophole. If the song has a title track, you can do the whole album, actually. A lot of people don't know that.
All right, so I guess the question is, what are you going to do this year to celebrate Cam Belushi Day besides this podcast, Charlie, and others? But we'll start with Charlie.
Well, I could. I could watch the Blues Brothers. I haven't done that in 20 years, probably.
So a movie that Jim Belushi and Bruce Campbell, neither of which are in, you'll watch that.
But he was part of the Blues Brothers later. Should I watch Blues Brother 2000? He was not?
He's not in Blues Brothers 2000. We established that.
Oh. What does Jim Belushi actually do?
Movies sometimes
during the gym. Also, there are other people in Cam Belushi Day, I would just like to point out.
Do you mean all the people that we nominated and such?
They're also acceptable, but
Movies are like jazz. Sometimes it's about the people you don't cast in them.
I think a lot of the times it's about that. Huh. Anytime you don't cast Carrot Top, that's a statement.
How about Army of Darkness? I'll watch Army of Darkness. Another movie I haven't. I've probably been about 5 years since I've seen that.
Okay. How about you, Paul?
Might go to an anime convention. I'm sure there'll be something to do with that there.
That being what?
Cam Belushi Day?
Oh, gosh.
Or anything related to something very tangentially related to Cam Belushi Day?
You know, if you get one of the artists in the artist alley to sketch you a Cam Belushi Day drawing, I think that would be a win.
That would be amazing. I would pay top dollar for that.
Doug?
What day exactly is Cam Belushi Day?
It's the 17th, although really it's just a frame of mind for June. Bruce Campbell's birthday, for what it's worth, is actually June 22nd, so exactly halfway between me and Charlie, but I was shouted down at the renaming conference.
I don't know if I'm going to have time to celebrate it this year.
Why is that?
Going to be too busy working on trying to graduate.
What are you doing by trying to graduate?
Writing stuff, processing data.
Seems to me like you could write Bruce Campbell and or Jim Belushi into your dissertation.
Has either of them had a stroke?
Bruce Campbell has cancer?
Does not disqualify him.
Okay. I guess it's a lot easier for linguistics dissertations where you can just write example sentences, put the names in there.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna have to watch something, huh? Is there like a list somewhere that I can refer to with all the Campbellutions on it?
Yeah, it's episode 296.
Do I have to listen to it, or is it just like in the show notes, or?
It's in the blog for that episode. That's how I found the list of nominees.
The blog.
Or winners last year, I mean.
Oh, okay.
And Charlie wrote in the post that you're allowed to consume the media of all these other people, so you can watch The Grimace.
Wait, watch The Grimace? What do you mean?
Well, The Grimace is a Campbellution, so.
Is The Grimace a movie or something? Or
I'll bet there's a McDonald's movie.
Probably.
Grimace commercials.
There's a video game for sure. MC Kids for the Nintendo Entertainment System. I believe Grimace is in there.
Oh, I love that game.
I'm just trying to see if there's any Ernest movies that I can see on streaming.
Without paying, I don't know, but I'm sure you can see just about all of them.
What do you think? Should I watch Ernest Goes to Jail to celebrate the month?
Yeah.
It's got a 11% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That is not a lot of percent.
That just means that 89% of critics didn't get it, man.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm doing it.
You know, one thing I wanted to say when I was talking to you guys the other day about how much I actually ended up loving Spice World. Mm-hmm. Was that I feel like it had some Ernest movie energy to it.
How about you, Kevin? What are you going
to
do?
That is such a great question that I was hoping to have an answer to by the time it came around to me.
I know, right? It's so hard.
I mean, I've actually got a lot of things going on this month. Nothing specific to that. Going to some soccer games. Maybe someone on the list likes soccer. A couple movies. They're in movies. I'm not going to, in particular, see a movie that either of them or any of them, I suppose, on the list are in, but...
I mean, Lionel Messi has not been chosen yet, but he has a June birthday that we are not likely to pick anytime soon.
We're building up to it.
Charlie, I know that, and I definitely explicitly did not nominate him.
He has too much. We don't need to give him more.
He's famous for playing the devil's sport.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when does the World Cup start? That's coming up. Is the World Cup near anybody here?
Very soon. I think there's a game in LA. Because they were talking about the Iranian team having spend time in Mexico. Because Iranian visas have been revoked. And they're not sure how that's going to work with the World Cup.
Oh, of course. What a great...
They should have chosen a more welcoming country to host it, like North Korea.
is anyone on the list queer? Because it's Pride Month. I'm doing some Pride Month things. I'm really trying to tie any of my pre-existing commitments into this. I'll watch some Gene Wilder thing or another. I've been meaning to rewatch The Producers. Anyone on the honorary list is in play here, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe I'll watch that, or maybe I'll watch, rather than, as Charlie did, jump to the third movie in the series, I may just watch The Evil Dead 1. Because it has been forever since I watched that. And if I remember correctly, it was at least partially filmed around East Lansing. Is that correct? Because go ahead.
I don't think so. I think
it was while he was a little in bit school, in Royal though, right?
Oak.
Oh, okay.
There's a little bit in Royal Oak, and then it's mainly down in Tennessee.
I did not realize. Okay, well, I feel like a horse's ass, but you know, still my plan.
Somehow that came up today. Like this is not really important, but I will just say that the filming location of Evil Dead came up in a conversation naturally for me today, not related to Cambalucci Day.
I'm shocked that it wasn't related to Cambalucci Day.
I've been telling everyone about it that I see.
Oh, okay. Evil Dead, which is a movie featuring Bruce Campbell, premiered on October 15th at the Redford Theater, which is a place I was already planning to go this month to watch Mulholland Drive. Boom.
Okay. Wow. There you go.
All right.
Oh, and Ash Williams canonically went to Michigan State University. Lovely.
He did.
I did not remember that. I do need to rewatch that.
Oh, did you ever see Ash versus Evil Dead?
It was fun. I haven't seen any of the TV series, no. I've just watched the first three movies.
I guess I don't even know where you'd watch it now, but it was a lot of fun.
I'm sure it's somewhere out there. No, I'll watch the whole dang thing. I'm going to eat the whole thing.
Well, thank you all for coming here today and helping us.
Wait.
Don't know that Adam had a chance.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Celebrating.
I'm sorry. Hat in hand. Adam, I am sorry. What are you doing to celebrate Cambalucci Day?
I'm going to appear in a musical adaptation of Evil Dead.
Oh, well.
That's a pretty good,
Dang, stunting on all of us.
Save that for the end of the podcast. Jeez, show me up.
The lead. I'm going to wear Bruce Campbell's skin.
I'm a little too old to be a college student, so instead I am taking the role of Jake from Evil Dead 2, the hillbilly that they meet who shows them the way to the cabin.
All right, nice.
And it's a musical, so I sing a bunch of dancing. It'll be a great time. It won't happen on the actual day. It will happen on the weekend before and the weekend after, but still pretty close.
Indeed.
Cambalucci Day is all about sandwiching things between other things. Anyways.
That's true. This is true. It's a very valid. So yeah, no, it'll be a great time. You should all come out to Fountain Hills and come see it. It's a cheap $600 plane ticket. You'll be great.
Oh. Well, now I believe that about wraps it up for this edition of the Gobescu Wallace Report. My name is Charlie Wallace. Thank you all very much for helping us celebrate Cambalucci Day this year.
Thanks, Charlie. You broke the pattern, and I'm confused. I don't know how to go forward.
I didn't want to forget to thank everyone.
I'm Adam Gobesky, and I would like to thank our three Deadite guests. We had Kevin Vredevoog.
It has been a pleasure.
Doug Gobesky.
Thank you for having me.
And Paul Wilcox.
It was a blast.
Shotgun blast? Boomstick blast?
Yes, Baja blast.
Baja boomstick blast. That's where you shotgun a Baja blast.
Oh, God. It burns.
It burns so good.
That really makes like shotgunning beer easy mode when you think about shotgunning.
Well, Paul, I reckon that about wraps it up for another episode of the Gobesky Wallace Report.
Yes, it does, but the fun doesn't have to end here.
No?
No. You can check out our other episodes at GobeskyWallaceReport.com.
Do we have a social media presence as well?
Yes, we do.
I suppose it's probably, Twitter and Facebook?
We are on Twitter at GWReport.
I guess that'll have to do for now.
Yep, I guess so.
This is Kevin trying to sound as not wet as possible and hopefully succeeding.
I feel like the paradox of wet mouth on mic is that your mouth has to be the wettest to be the quietest.
That's, oh my God, it's perfect irony.
I mean, yeah, it was actually by my ear a little bit more.
Okay,
normal.
I mean, I'm drinking Coke. Typical. That could be it. I don't know. My mouth does feel a little clammy. I wasn't so conscious about it until now, though.
don't know. Maybe I'm just imagining the whole thing.
I mean, genuinely, if I sound like a crazy person, I can go get like a glass of water, and I'm guessing it will address the issue.
I didn't hear it, but
I mean, everyone's making my mouth real dry right now.
Yeah.
Now I don't know what my mouth. I'm suddenly really aware of my tongue and like.
I need you to get a glass of milk instead, and I need you to do some moistness maxing.
Oh, see, I don't think manually. I feel like the milk, it's going to be like a creamy, like there's going to be not phlegm, like a film on.
Right. It's going to be so much worse.
Oh, you want it worse. Sorry, I misunderstood the prompt. Okay, yes.
You misunderstood moistness maxing?
Oh, we should do a moist episode. That would be such a good theme for a podcast.
Would be.
The worst ASMR ever recorded. The YouTube thumbnail is a guy shoving a screwdriver into his ear.
Every recording I do is a moist recording.